Welcome to the Investors Herald, everyone. It is 2020, and I will be utilizing the podcast more this year. I have to get my thoughts out on the market and what's really going on. It is the start of a new trading year, and investors are faced with an imminent dilemma. What is going on in Iran? Donald Trump ordered the killing of a major Iranian general who was plotting attacks on the American embassy. Now we are having threats sent back and forth that are scaring investors, for good reason. At first, investors always get scared of the news and think the world's going to end. But, to be honest, during two of the worst wars in modern history, the U.S. stock market was up a combined 115%. War and investing do not always correlate. Always remember that. And do I think this event will stem into a war? No. This is a short-term event. And if you're a long-term investor, short-term events are irrelevant for your thesis. If you're a short-term investor, though, let's talk about what's getting affected. Clearly, the price of oil skyrocketed. Why did oil skyrocket when we killed a general? Well, investors believe Iran will attack our oil infrastructure in the Middle East, specifically Saudi Arabia, causing the supply of oil to diminish. And with demand not changing, a simple economics class would tell you that prices will rise in that case. Now, to the investing side, I guess what ETFs are positively affected from this scenario? Not many. But one I do own was positively affected today. That is iShares Aerospace and Defense. Since buying iShares Aerospace or Defense, or trades under the ticker ITA, on August 26, 2016, I'm up just over 70%. This is based simply off my thesis that America will never stop spending on national defense and will keep increasing their budget to promote safety. Events like this, what happened in Iran, continue to push the stock higher. My thesis holds true, and I will continue adding to my position in ITA. The number one weighted holding in ITA is Boeing, which has been flat since the whole MAX incident, and it's still grounded, and for the foreseeable future, continues to be. And ITA is nearing all-time highs even with this event. The next couple largest holdings consist of mostly missile and really strong defense companies. Those include Lockheed Martin, United Technologies, Raytheon, L3. So really, I believe ITA will hit $250 a share come the end of 2020. This is a buy. Second ETF I've been looking at is iShares Gold Trust, IAU. Gold has just been on a tear recently. Whenever geopolitical tensions rise in a country, or really anywhere in the world, gold becomes a hot commodity. Now, there's so many types of gold. You have your physical gold. You could buy gold bars. You could buy gold on Amazon. You could buy gold jewelry, watches, Rolexes, bracelets, necklaces, earrings. You have these ETFs. There's really so many different aspects how people invest in the gold market. I do have a small percentage of my overall portfolio in IAU, but mostly prefer physical gold. It just seems more right to trade gold having a physical bar. Less than 4% of my total portfolio is in gold, but it's a hedge against general inflation, and I just really appreciate the commodity. It's never a bad idea to own gold in times of rising conflict. I do believe gold will reach a high of $1,600 an ounce by the end of this month and then resettle to a natural level and plateau from there. Now, on the flip side, what's really getting negatively affected from this conflict in Iran? Obviously, anything that utilizes gas, since gas prices are going to rise. Airlines took a major hit across the board. That is one of their largest expenses for every flight, obviously fuel cost. Really, the whole market today, though, was negatively affected because people began trimming positions or rebalancing for the new year of 2020. I was shocked with the strength of some stocks, though, which I just want to highlight. GE finished in the green. This stock's going to have a massive 2020. CEO Warren Kulp continues to do an amazing job as CEO. He turned the switch on Danaher. Literally, the stock was up like 700% during his tenure. And you'll all see when the CEO has his pay tightly compensated with the share price, it's going to go higher. It's his incentive, and I love that because he's done it before, and he will do it again. Say no more. I am in GE and continue adding monthly. Since about $9 a share, I continue to add. Tech, on the other hand, took a breather today. For good measure, it's been on a tear as well. You know, Apple was up nearly 75-80% last year. Apple sold off a little today and closed back under the $300 mark. That was a great high it hit. Very happy about the stock. Stock's been on it again. It's been on a tear. And you know Monday, without any wild weekend news, tweets, anything like that, we'll be right back in the green above 300. I believe tech gains will not be as outrageous in 2020, though. But earnings growth will still be there, and we may see an average of 6 to 8% across the board. So modest returns compared to what we are used to. I do believe these events in Iran will again be short-term, and investors should not be making erratic portfolio moves based off these events. At this point in the process, until we can really come up with a concrete thesis and idea of what is going on, what events, what are the costs associated with this, what's going on. Now, I want to point out another really specific subgroup of stocks that I've been watching. Still have not purchased any in this space, but I am watching. Security stocks. They were all in the green today, from CyberArk, Okta, Proofpoint, CrowdStrike, and Palo Alto Networks. I would consider adding one of these names because companies are spending on security. And it is nearly the same thesis as my national defense ETF purchase. You know, people will never slow spending. Once they spend a certain amount, they will only spend more because they fear that something will happen if they decrease their spending. It's almost like a domino effect leads to more spending. Companies grow their revenue. Stock price goes up. Everyone's happy. I will update you all when I pick a cybersecurity name I am adding. And I probably look to add towards the end of January because right now I'm pretty confident in my holdings. Overall, these events show there is no need to instantly panic. But I recommend watching the markets more closely. And I will be providing more podcast information weekly. So stay tuned for more to come. I'm using a couple really cool new apps in the investing space. So stay tuned for those. Also on investorsherald.com, I do have my active investments and companies I'm invested in on the bottom, kind of like a scrolling screen. So feel free to reach out on Instagram or DM me or whatever you want to do to if you see anything that's right, have any comments. Interaction's great. So 2020 will be another amazing year of investing, and I'm excited for the Investors Herald. I'm going to keep pumping out content because it's what I love. Thank you so much for listening. Stay tuned.